Welcome to Animateez, a retro anime review comedy podcast. Join our resident anime nerd Mackenzie and anime noob Lindsay as they delve into their VHS vault and review the best and worst of what the 80s and 90s had to offer. These episodes contain spoilers and adult language, so stick around if you're cool like that.
Welcome back to our humble anime podcast. My name is Hiro Yui, joined by my lovely co-host, whose birthday party I really don't want to go to, Relena Darlian. By the look on your face, you look a little confused, Lindsay.
I was about to be like, how dare you don't want to come to my birthday party?
I thought it because...
It's almost my half birthday. How dare you?
I thought it was because I'm calling you Relena.
Relena?
Yeah.
Like Spirulina?
No.
Okay.
I promise you it's nothing to do with... any resemblance to the actual character.
You better.
I don't even know who I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
For all you know, they could be amazing and I'm calling you terrible.
But we all know that I'm not. We all know that I'm too much and amazing.
Yeah. I am excited today, though.
Okay.
Because we are recording in person.
Hell yeah. Look at it. We can see each other's darling faces.
I mean, we normally can, too, on a webcam.
Oh, yeah. But... I guess we can.
But, you know.
I got to see you in 3D.
In 3D, exactly. So you decided to grace me with your presence for the first time
I
in
did.
Months.
I did. I wanted to give you a present of my presence.
Oh, so nice.
Don't tell me I never get you anything.
I got you myself.
Yep.
Well.
The energy is going to be popping from this one.
Did you have a good New Year's?
I did. I don't know what I did. Oh, yes, I did. I went to a house party at my other ex's house. Wow. I only hang out with my exes.
Jeez, way to be.
Yeah.
I stayed in, got a pizza, and streamed Stardew Valley on our Twitch channel for 6 hours.
That's pretty cool.
But we're not here to talk about Stardew Valley.
Stardew Valley?
Yes.
Okay, we're not here to talk about
We're not here to talk about it, as much as I love it.
Okay.
We're here to talk about anime.
Wait, what? I thought we were here to talk about decoupage.
We're here to talk about the history of the world from the eyes of ants.
No, we're talking about anime. I wanted to do slice of life.
Okay.
Or like something set in the past. Or maybe even some more magical girl, because I've had a magical girl on my mind this week.
What? You say sitting next to your new Sailor Uranus figurine? Action figure?
Figure, the glitter and glamours.
Oh, she's so good.
So good. But after last week, I couldn't shake the robots on my mind.
Okay.
But I didn't want just like silly little cyborgs or weird dolls that old men are making.
Fair.
I wanted big robots.
Ooh, are we finally doing Gundam?
With guns.
Are we finally doing Gundam?
And laser swords.
Are we doing Gundam?
You are correct. We are watching 1995's Mobile Suit Gundam Wing.
Hell yes. It's so funny because I was sitting down like, and while we were doing setup for this, I was like looking at all your Gundams. I was like, I wonder if we're going to watch a Gundam. Today's the day, mother flippers.
Written by Katsuyuki Sumazawa. This is the 6th iteration of a Gundam series.
Okay, so why are we starting with 6?
They're not sequels.
Okay.
They're always restarts in a new timeline.
Oh, okay, so it's like new universes or yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Okay, copy.
This one defined a generation.
Ooh.
I mean, like, it popularized a whole genre in North America.
Interesting.
It was the first Gundam series to come to America.
Okay, that's cool.
And I ate this shit up.
Really? I never would have guessed.
Like, my favorite breakfast cereal. When that shit came on YTV, I was just like, give me more Gundam.
Heavy breathing.
It is so loved, in fact, that when it launched in Cartoon Network in the US, Bandai ran out of its supply of Wing Gunpla models, which obviously you are currently surrounded by Gunpla on my walls, as you mentioned.
Okay.
But Wing Gundam, the quote-unquote main Gundam, sold out.
Instantly. Wow.
They were doing imports from Japan to try and keep up with demand. Couldn't keep it up. Gunpla models were different. They didn't require glues and painting. You could build a Gundam in 3 or 4 hours and just have it.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Which is pretty sweet. So yeah, you caught on. I thought about wearing a Gundam shirt just to see if it would tickle anything. But yeah, we're going to be watching Gundam Wing. We're going to watch 4 episodes.
Oh, man.
So that you can meet each of the pilots.
Okay.
Things to keep in mind.
Okay. I'm ready. Tell me.
I want you to take note of who you think is my favorite Gundam.
Okay.
Who you think is my least favorite character of the Gundams.
Okay. I feel like your favorite is going to be the person with teal hair.
It's not that kind of anime. Don't worry. It's a little more, it's less that. And I want you to think of who my crush was in the episodes that we watched or will watch.
Okay, the one with the teal hair.
Take notes of those. Again, not that kind of anime series. A little more grounded.
Man, I remember when I was in Japan, I had no idea what Gundams were, but I saw a life-size one and I was like, holy shit, these things are insane.
Oh yeah, no, Gundams are huge.
They're massive.
Which is actually funny because Gundam Wing are canonically some of the smallest height-wise.
Interesting. I'll have to find the picture and show you and you can tell me what kind of Gundam it is. Because I'm sure it's on my Facebook somewhere.
On average, so the one in Yokohama is...
It's
18 meters or 59 feet tall. Mm-hmm. Weighs 25 metric tons.
Holy moly. I'm interested to see how these differ from like Transformers.
Wildly different.
I know. I don't doubt that. And I'm like, I feel like I just heard like a bunch of people listening to this being like...
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
They're not even... How dare you?
I know, but like giant robots, that's my point of reference.
Transformers aren't that big. They transform from cars.
Yeah, but they're so massive.
No.
Yeah, they are.
No. They're only bigger depending on the car they transform from.
Okay, so again, I'm referencing the Michael Bay movies.
Gundams could kick a Transformers ass. Transformers fans, don't come at me. I love Transformers as a kid as well.
I mean, I could see that though. That doesn't surprise me.
Actually, could they kick their ass?
Oh my gosh, this is going to be our next YouTube video is us fighting over who would win, a Transformer or a Gundam.
I mean, I'm just because I love Gundam more, I'm going to say Gundam. I'm probably wrong. But regardless, we're going to go watch Mobile Suit Gundam Wing. Wa-pa-pa.
The year is 195 after Colony Timeline.
And we are back from watching four episodes of Mobile Suit Gundam Wing. And there was a lot of laughs you had, which is rare because it's not really a comedy series.
I know, but I will laugh at anything and take the piss out of anything.
It's true. You'd be the simplest things would become... I would look over at you because I just knew, like when that like chart of the oceans kind of resembled the
it
shape.
It looked like a dick?
Yeah. I just looked over and you were like, here's a penis.
I was like, look, they faxed a dick pic.
So it went well.
It's a bunch of 14-year-olds with robots. Come on.
You got to throw some not meant to be innuendos, but when the 31-year-old woman sees them.
Yeah.
She picks up on the.
Yeah.
So give me your first thoughts.
It was entertaining. I can understand why it was like a big deal and very well received by a North American audience.
Like, yeah, and you saw it like, you only saw the first four episodes. A lot more happens, but it's kind of that introduction to all of the characters and the general conflict going on.
Yeah, and you kind of like, they do have different personalities, which is great. So the characterization is nice.
So we're gonna start with episode one, the shooting star she saw.
Ooh.
And this is set at the beginning in space where the Gundams are coming to Earth and Gundam Wing is attacked by Zex in his mobile suits.
Remember when I was like, wait, what is his name? And you were like, Zex with a Z. And I was like, so it's Sex Z? And you were like, no.
Oh, I remember. It was 80 minutes ago. But I remember you asking me, is he hot under the mask?
I did. I asked the important groundbreaking questions is probably the proper term I was trying to say.
And I did show you.
Yeah.
You could see it.
He's a babe.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got like Big Daddy Sephiroth vibes. He's got long blonde hair and I don't know, a solid cheekbone. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think they have the same personality.
No, not at all. I mean, they're both baddies.
Oh, did you say Daddy Sephiroth, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said Big Daddy Sephiroth.
Whatever you're into.
I haven't watched Battle Fantasy in so long or played it.
But yet it's still fresh in your mind.
Oh, yeah.
So basically the whole point of this episode is introducing Wing Zero and showing that it's actually a Gundam.
Whoa!
And they fight in the sky.
They do. They have like a really epic sky battle. They're like sky dancers.
You were very impressed by the massive laser beam.
I mean, I'm a size queen. I like big laser beams.
And anyways, yeah, so he blows up these suits and Lieutenant Zex is like, I'm going to grab him by the throat.
Yeah.
And then eject from my mobile suit because he decided to fight in gravity in the middle of a free fall in a suit that cannot fly.
Yeah, he was just like, fuck you.
And it shows commitment.
I mean, it does. And I was like, that is a smart move.
Hell yeah, it is. And this is where we are introduced first to Zex, who you liked.
Yeah, I think he's a good baddie.
Sexy Zexy.
Yep.
And then we also get a quick glimpse of Relina Darlian, or Darlian, the daughter of the Alliance's vice foreign minister.
Ooh.
Who I don't think you liked.
She was boring. Well, I think she was there.
She was there.
I think it was because it was, I don't know. I don't like rich kids, so.
She is like the richest of the rich kids.
Yeah, so I'm like, fuck this kid and her pink Cadillac.
That's fair. And so the pilot, who we've now seen.
Is a child.
Yes. manages to escape as it's sinking and not flag any.
Any sonar alarms. Any sort of radar or anything like that.
Maybe it's his suit. Maybe it's like, oh, I can't be found with my special suit.
Nobody's expecting to see a child.
No. And so he washes up on the...
Like the beach shoreline something. Yeah.
As this rich girl just happens to be walking home because she doesn't want to drive with her dad because he forgets her birthday. But yet he just asked if she wants to go do stuff for her birthday.
Yeah. Well, my other favorite part is like they're at the airport because they like land. And she's like, no, I don't want to come with all you government officials and security teams or whatever. I'll get my own way home. And I'm like, she's... young. Why would this high, like, ranking government official's daughter just have no security detail?
Rich people, man. They get what they want.
Okay.
But, yeah, so he washes up, and she's like, oh, my God, maybe they're alive.
Oh, my gosh.
And then
also,
she's like,
am I in love?
Yep.
He's cute.
She's, oh, he's so young. And, like, takes off his mask, and instantly he, like, jumps up and covers his face.
Yep. He's like, oh, my identity. And then he, like, tries to off himself.
Yeah, he pushes a beep boop on his chest and it blows up, but not enough.
It's just like a little beep, man. And yeah, she's like, oh no, it's okay, it's fine. I like the ambulance will be here soon. And he's like, no, I can't have that. And then that shows up and he like kicks the shit out of the paramedics and like steals this ambulance. This kid is intense.
That's our titular wing pilot.
Would you say that's our hero?
I'm glaring at you because you know what you did.
I do know what I did. And I did it for that exact reaction.
You didn't get that?
What?
Yui know what you did?
How dare you?
Hero Yui. So I get yours, but you don't get mine. I don't.
Sorry. Oh, man. But yeah. And then, yeah, we go to like school the next day. It's like, oh, this academy for like rich people. And they're all in their like cute little uniforms. And the teacher's like, we have a new student today, children. This is Hero. And he's like, yo. And then she's like, go sit next to this one character that we've already been introduced to because there's only one seat available. And of course, it's right next to her.
And you'd think the super popular rich girl would not have seats available
right?
next to her.
Especially with all these like teenagers trying to like vie for invitations to her birthday party.
Yeah. That is probably one of the most iconic scenes from all of this damn TV show.
Is all of them trying to like get an invite to her birthday party?
No. When she decides to give one to Hero, she's like, here, it's an invitation to my birthday party. I'm so happy you're here. Please attend my party.
It would be a great honor for you to come to my birthday party. Yeah, he rips it up and she's like, why? And he's like, he walks past her and he's like, because I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, literally wipes a tear from her eye and she smiles for a second. And she's like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, what a terrible birthday present.
Yeah.
Oh,
but also,
man.
Like, you just watch this kid go up on shore, kick the crap out of an ambulance driver,
yep.
Drive off, and then arrive at your school, and your plan is to, like, make friends with him?
Yep.
What do you...
She's rich.
She's other people she can buy.
Yeah, I know, but it's always the ones that you can't have
that
you
like,
want.
You know, like, he was a boy, she was a girl. Can I make it any more obvious?
Yeah.
You know, she did ballet, but he was a...
Gator boy?
Yeah. Okay. That's... I don't remember the lyric.
I don't either.
And that... It literally ends with him just going,
I'll kill you.
And then it's like, Finn.
I'm Batman.
And then we go to like Rich Girl Fashion Show for the ending credits.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And so actually, we didn't even talk about the intro and the outro yet.
Oh, like the songs?
Yeah. Let's quickly, before we get to episode two, let's start with the intro, my ringtone.
Yeah, I was going to say, every time it came on, you kept looking at your phone to see if someone was calling you.
It just instinctually.
Yeah, that's fair.
I could watch all 56 episodes in one go, and I would still look at my phone at the start of every
one. You're just trained, like Schrodinger's cat.
So what do you think?
It wasn't my favorite. We've had better intros. It's no Ranma one half.
Always comparing it to the Ranmas.
You can't beat the Ranma intro.
It's true. Different type of genre, though.
Fine.
I like the intro. I think this intro song is...
Or it's no Sailor Moon intro.
Okay, nothing is a Sailor Moon intro.
Mm-hmm.
That one's hard to beat.
That is S-tier material.
But I really like this intro. I don't know what it is. The lyrics in the English version are a little sultry, which I was surprised by.
Oh, yeah, you looked them up while we were watching it.
They're a little sultry. I've only ever heard it in Japanese, where the only English line is the first words of like the chorus. I'm a fan. You're on the fence. That's fine. It's all good.
I didn't hate it. I just was like, man.
No, but then there's the outro.
The outro is so weird.
Which is a slice. What do you call it? A slice of like fashion show.
But she looks miserable the whole entire time. She's like, look at this outfit. I hate it. Look at this outfit. I hate it. I'm in the woods. I hate it.
Well,
like,
she's happy when she's pulling the tail of a rhino.
Yeah, when she's like being a like spoiled rich white person in a Sahara desert, or you know, in a safari, trying to like look at all these animals that are kind of going extinct.
She's literally reefing on this rhino's tail to try and make it move.
Yeah,
but you're right, it's literally just a fashion show of, and like I said, we've talked about this before, anime in the outro song sometimes switches modes to like the potential love interest is now the main character for this last point.
Yep.
I don't understand why they do. I mean, I kind of do, but I don't like it. Give me another bop for an outro that's related to the actual series, not just rich girl fashion show.
Yes.
She is rich.
Rich.
In fact, so rich that everyone wants to be her friend.
They want to get invited to her birthday party.
Yeah. And that's kind of where we come into on the second episode, the Gundam Death Scythe. Shinigami Toyobaru Gundamu.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense that Shinigami is in that title.
Who is a badass Gundam with a scythe weapon and like a little arm blade shooty boy.
Uh-huh.
That's the technical term for his weapon, is arm blade shooty boy.
I mean, Death Scythe is such a sick name.
It's the best name of the Gundams.
Yep, I think so.
But the scythe is, it's in the name, the Death Scythe.
Oh man, I love it.
Because it can literally function underwater.
Yeah.
Which everyone is surprised.
Yeah, they're like, how is this happening?
Because they're like underwater trying to find this Gundam. And they're like, where could it be? Let's keep pushing and pushing. And then, oh, the ships are blowing up underwater. We might as well keep pushing.
It was like, obviously we should go over there.
As this is happening, we cut back to Relina.
Yep, having a birthday party.
Yes, sir, you doodle.
Yep, and her dad's like, oh, sorry, babe. I gotta go.
And drops like top secret documents on the floor.
Yeah, just like casually like drops them. And I was like, you're a terrible political person if you're just dropping random shit in front of your daughter. Like, come on, dude.
Ugh.
But yeah, she sees that and it's like, oh, this looks familiar. And then he leaves like a good dad.
And there's someone late to her birthday.
Yeah, this like...
The simp.
Yeah, the guy who like just extra wants to be her like best friend.
So mad at Hiro for ripping up the invitation.
For the invitation. And Hiro's like, oh, well, if I would have known, I would have slapped it in your face or whatever instead of ripping it up. Like a badass. But yeah, on the way, like on his little moped to go see, he sees Hiro like driving this gigantic truck. Which I'm like, a 14-year-old driving like a semi-truck, like...
Hey, these are specially trained military teenagers.
I know, but it's still weird.
They can do everything. Everything. You want to make bread? They're perfect at it.
They make the perfect sourdough.
Exactly. Without a starter.
Yep. Oh, shit.
He just stares at it and it goes sour.
Yep. It's like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. Oh, man. But yeah, when he shows up, he's like, sorry, I'm late. I saw Hiro driving a gigantic truck. And yeah, Rylina's like, oh, well, I must leave now. And also, this is like the fanciest birthday party for a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly. Everybody's in like, he's like literally shows up in black tie attire. And I'm like, This dress code is insane.
Oh, everyone's in like $1 million outfits.
Oh yeah. Like it is a like a proper function.
Well, there's like all the adults, they're not just kids. It's like everyone in their family is at this event.
Yeah.
It's a it's like a social $1 million affair.
Yeah. Puts like my super sweet 16 to shame.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Oh man. But yeah, she like leaves because she's like, I have to go find Hero.
For whatever reason.
Yeah, I don't understand her motivation.
She's known him for 48 hours.
Not even.
Interact with him twice. Both times he either tried to kill her or himself.
Or has threatened to kill her.
Yep. And she's like, I gotta find him.
He's so important. And I'm like, girl, let him go.
Yeah.
There's other men who want you.
But Hero doesn't want her. And that's what's the, you know.
That's the draw.
That's the fun, the chase.
I can buy all these other weirdos.
But I want the one that money can't buy.
Yep.
Ooh.
But yeah, she finds him like at the docks and he's like, well, now I have to kill you.
Literally pulls a gun and sticks it in her face. He's like, bye.
I told you. I told you I had to kill you. And you still came and found me. Like, what? But yeah, so he goes to shoot him and then lo and behold.
I love your reaction here because you've seen the Gundam. You've seen a clip of like Duo's face a little bit.
Yep.
But then Duo slides out after shooting at Hero.
Yep.
And you were just like, and I was like, wait, what? And you're like, the hair.
The hair is so good.
The long ass ponytail down the back.
I love it. I just love a Disney princess moment.
So into the hair. No care for Rylina or Hero. Just like, damn that hair.
Well, at first I was like, I didn't believe that Hero got shot. And then I was like, oh, right. It's a kid's show. We can't actually show a child. Like,
yeah. It just showed the reflection off his skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he does get shot
twice.
But, yeah. Because he tries to keep fighting. And then Duo's like, bro, I'll just kill you.
Yeah. And Hero's like, not if I do it first. Hops on 3 torpedoes to go get his mobile suit.
I guess I'll sink both of these things now.
Yep. And Duo's like, ah, shit.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Crap.
I like how I was like, yeah. Duo's voice actor is also the voice actor of Rat Trap in Beast Wars. You just looked at me like I was crazy.
He was like, I've never seen those.
Well, it was a Transformers thing, a reference to what we talked about earlier.
Yeah, well, it was Bebop and Rocksteady.
What?
No, I'm joking. I don't know.
I was like, that's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I know. Jeez, you're getting things confused here. But yeah, and then we just end the episode with him being picked up and sent off to a military hospital because he is out cold. Because again, he started drowning in the water.
He's kind of a terrible soldier because he's like, literally will just fly off the handle and try to kill himself at any point.
To get his mission done.
Yeah, no, but like.
But you're not wrong.
Yeah.
You'd think that it would be smarter to get your mission done by being careful and collected and like all that kind of
level-headed and strategic.
He thinks he's invincible.
Or he thinks that everything is like, well, there's no other way out.
Yeah. So you've seen now three, technically four main characters. We talked about Zex. We've talked a bit about Rylina. Is she still kind of in your books at this point? Yeah. Now we've met Hero. Mm-hmm. And Duo.
Okay.
Who is your favorite of those two?
Oh, dang it. I don't know. I think I like Duo.
Good choice.
Just because, you know, I like some sass and some good hair.
Yeah. And Duo's just like having a good time.
Yeah.
He's literally just like, hey, what's going on, guys?
Yeah. You know, whereas Hero's just kind of a dick.
Yeah. Hero is 100% alone, but Duo has some people.
Yeah.
And isn't entirely insane.
Just but, slightly.
Yeah, just slightly.
Also, Death Scythe.
Yes, exactly. After that episode, we come in episode 3, which was 5 Gundams confirmed.
Ooh.
Where you can guess what happens here.
Whoa, there's 2 more Gundams confirmed? 3 more?
3 more Gundams confirmed. Although technically in episode 1, we do see a bit of
we see a couple of the other ones.
Gundams, but we haven't quite highlighted them yet.
No. Yeah, so with episode 3, we get to be in a military hospital where we see Hero just like strapped to a table and they're like
on the cross strapped down.
I was like, wow, they're taking significant measures for this teenager.
They don't know who he is and he's killed a lot of people.
Yep, it is true. But yeah, and then we also get to meet, what is it, Lieutenant Sally or Soldier Sally?
Major Sally Poe.
Major Sally Poe.
With her hair that is like a pull-out cinnamon bun.
Yeah, I was like, I don't really know what it is. Is it supposed to be like a ringlet? Is it supposed to be a braid? What's going on?
I don't know. You said you liked it, though.
I did like it. But I was also like, I don't know if that's military standard. From my understanding of paramilitary stuff, which is quite extensive.
I feel like Zex wearing a mask is also not, but you know.
But I thought you were like, aren't supposed to have hair touching your collar.
This is the future, girl.
Yeah, that's fair. It's also a different universe, so.
Exactly.
But anyways, wrote Romina, Rylina, Rybina. Rylina shows up and is like, well, I'm his best friend, so you should let me go see him. And Sally's just like, all right.
Well, she also lets it slip that she's also the minister's daughter.
Yeah, she kind of like name drops her way into this, which I was like, wow, these people will, you know. And yeah, while Sally's gone, the like person looking after her hero was like, yeah, his vitals are still the same. Going back to what I was doing.
Reading my adult nudie mags. Ooh, on the job.
Just wearing smut or reading smut.
Yeah, exactly. That's not actually what he's reading.
No, no, not at all. We're just being dinglings. But yeah, while he's doing that, Duo.
Yes, Duo Maxwell. Long hair braid boy.
Yes. Duo shows up and he's like, I know you can read my lips, so I'm going to tell you all this extensive plan, Hero.
Just like one monitor near his face.
Yep. And I was like, wow. But the thing is, at one point, Hero's not even like looking.
He closes his eyes.
And I was like, okay, so Hero just doesn't hear like the last half of the plan.
Hero's so well trained, he knows where the plan's going.
Yep. He's like, I can predict everything. So, you know, like Duo goes into like, break him out. And he's like, I can't get these braces off. And then Hero's just like, whatever. Like rips his hand out of the restraints and there's just like blood everywhere.
Give me your knife, I'll cut the rest.
Yeah, I know, I was like, wow. Also, Duo had a knife. Why aren't you using that, buddy?
Yeah, he literally frees his hand and damages it to ask for his knife instead of just being like, hey, can you cut me out of here?
Yeah.
Although, as a trained soldier, you might not want someone putting a knife near you.
Yeah, especially someone you don't know.
Exactly.
That is fair. But yeah, so they blow a hole in the wall and jump out. Subtle.
Well, they've got their safety mechanisms.
It's true.
You've got Duo's laser umbrella.
Which I thought was a crutch.
Well, I think he was meaning it to look like that.
Oh, okay.
So he can get into the hospital.
He's like, oh no, I'm injured.
Yeah, but it's a laser umbrella that somehow supports.
Yeah, and it's like a weird helicopter.
Yeah,
propeller.
Go Gadget something something.
Yeah, it definitely was Inspector Gadget like.
But Hero's just free falling.
He's just like head first. Plummeting to the ground, and Duo's like, do you want to like open your parachute?
And he's like, no.
He's like just disassociating, plummeting to the ground. And then he hears Rylina's voice and is like, oh shit. And like pulls his cord.
Which he regrets.
Yeah. He's like, I shouldn't have done this.
He lands and he just kind of stares out in the distance and is like, I should have just killed myself.
So this is what, the third time?
Third time, yep.
Wow,
third
once
time
per,
was not
once per episode.
Yeah, I think he stops doing that eventually.
I hope so.
I can't
so.
Remember.
It's a depressing show.
Yeah, but they escape.
They do, and then they go get their Gundams, mobile suits. What are the difference between a Gundam and a mobile suit?
It's made of Gundanium.
Oh, okay. That's it?
Yeah,
so it's
primarily.
Nothing visual.
Oh, yeah. They're usually unique. They're not like, they have better weapon systems, better everything.
Oh, okay.
Most mobile suits are mass produced.
Okay.
You get like a bunch of the same design. But you only get one Gundam.
So they the teenagers have Gundams?
Yes.
Okay, great. So they go get their Gundams from the ocean and they like bring them to like this secure facility to fix them up. All well, that's happening.
Emo boy.
Oh, it's a little hair. He made me think of Matt from Digimon.
Yep, with the little swoop across the front.
Yep, and that like dark blonde. It was great.
Yeah, he's a sad boy.
He is a very sad boy. Yeah, what was his name again?
Troa Barton.
Troa. So yeah, he's like, I'm gonna start shit and try and destroy all these mobile suits. And then Catra shows up with all of his rebel army and they're like, you not. And he's like, booby grenades and rockets out of his chest.
Booby grenades. He's got titty machine guns.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say.
He's got shoulder rockets.
Yeah, yeah, shoulder rockets.
But titty machine guns.
Yep, 100%. It's just like Austin Powers.
Yeah. But he runs out of ammo.
He does. And Catra's like,
fist fight me.
Hell yeah. Real men fight with their fists.
Which they quickly stop.
Yep. And then, yeah, Catra's like, can we just be, why can't we be friends?
Troa walks out with his arms out of his cockpit. And Catch was like, bro, I'm the one that surrendered. Yeah. Why are your hands up?
Put them down, you loser.
I just want to be friends.
They need to be friends. Which is adorable.
And who, you said Catra also voiced who?
Oh, yeah. Catra, the person who voices Catra is Brad Swale. And he's one of my favorite voice actors. So he does like Death Note. He did Hemtaro. He did X-Men Evolution, which is another one of my favorites growing up.
Nice.
He was also in Ranma.
Oh, right.
He was
Moose.
Moose.
Yeah, so they decide to become best friends on the spot.
Yep.
It's like stepbrothers.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did we just become best friends?
And then we cut to Zex, sexy Zexy,
yep,
being shown what they've been told was an initial prototype for a mobile suit that's not super great, but it'll do.
Yeah.
It'll be better than some of the others. But also, like, if it's better than what you currently have, why didn't you keep building
those?
Yeah,
why did you not just, like, why'd you hide that in the bunker or in the, like, a weird hangar? Like, do that.
You'd think that.
Yep.
Because they literally later on are like, we were wrong about this thing. It's great. It's like, no shit.
Ah, crap. We should have really invested in this.
It even has like a Spartan helmet with a red.
Yeah. Tomahawk. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, wow, there's a lot of like the references in terms of like the design of them. Yeah. There's a lot of like, there's samurai helmet shapes and there's Grecian shapes and Roman shapes. And
how all of the standard mobile suits are named after like.
Yeah. The different star signs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Did like that.
Yeah. So that ends pretty quick where it's just. Here's my new possible suit to kill all these teenagers with. Because that's really his only goal is to kill these
yeah,
teenagers.
Yeah, it's literally just like, I have to kill a bunch of teenagers, guys. Oh, man.
Takes us to our final episode of the evening.
Yes.
The Victoria Nightmare.
I mean, I've met a Victoria and she was a nightmare.
What?
Never mind. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we joined Zex as he... goes to this military base of like people training to be mobile suit fighter people.
You are correct. Yes.
Yep. Yep. And we catch up with Lieutenant Noyne,
which you loved the name of.
I mean, it just makes me think noise.
you were saying Noyne all the time.
Noyne. It's just a fun name.
It's a good name.
It is a good name.
Lucrecia Noyne.
That is a great name. If I had a dog,
name it Noyne.
Yeah, I'll name it Noyne.
Okay, anyways.
Yeah, we learned that Zex was number one at the academy and she was number two.
But she could have been number one, but she always gave him the upper hand so he'd be the best.
Which, women, don't do that.
Yeah, and she got like a photo of him on her nightstand, but it's him with his mask on.
I know.
Oh, sexy Zexy. Looking at his like metal eyes.
His metal face. Oh, man, in his like shredder helmet.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just gonna say, and they like have that scene in the like nightclub on base with like the weird lights, and we were like sitting there thinking, are they in a rave? What's going on?
But it was technically actually a nightclub.
Yep.
For her soldiers
to like have some morale and stuff.
And she's all like, "Oh, I teach." She looks at Zex and she's like, "You are way too big on do whatever it takes, die for it."
Yep.
I like my soldiers to live, so I train them to be smart and not die in combat.
Yep. And then they all die before they get into combat.
In their sleep.
Yeah.
Because we get our fifth Gundam pilot.
Yep. Chang Wufei.
Yep.
Who, yeah, just comes in the middle of the night when everybody's sleeping and just, like, obliterates them.
Throws bombs in all their bedrooms.
Yep. It sucks.
And then doesn't even do this with a Gundam.
No.
His Gundam's waiting in a forest. He just, like, escapes on a motorcycle.
Yep.
And that's why they couldn't find him. They're looking for a Gundam and they're like,
yeah, they weren't looking for a teenager.
Yeah.
Which I mean, fair.
We can't find any mobile suits. It's just this teenager hanging out over here, though.
This random teenager that nobody seems to know.
Except for Noyne, who's like,
Noyne.
I'm going after him.
Yep. And she goes after him in the mobile suit, doesn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Which feels like overkill. And then Noyne gets to his, and then it's just like all the sexism.
Oh my lord.
Oh my gosh. I wanted Noyne to kill him so bad.
I told you to guess who my least favorite character was.
Is it no or is it Chang?
Wufei, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He is an insufferable.
I was like, we need less screen time for him.
He's he's insufferable. He's so sexist.
So sexist.
He like realizes the person chasing him is a woman after like blowing up her ship but not killing her. And is like, I don't fight bleeding hearts or women.
I know. I was like, Jesus.
Because he thinks they're not worth the effort because they're clearly just going to lose.
Yep.
And he does this a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, so many sexist comments throughout, like, the entire bloody series.
Oh, man.
I think he chills out in, like, the last half, but the first half.
Just a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Man.
He's a lot.
Yeah.
I know he's, like, meant to be, like.
He's an alpha.
Gross.
I know.
Gross.
Yeah, and this is where, you know, Zex is talking to someone. They're like, send off the machines. And Zex is like, no, don't do that, because that's a dumb idea. They're like, we're going to do it. And so they fly off, and then they get destroyed.
Yeah, Wu Fei's like, hey, this cannon you brought to kill me, that for some reason Noyan said don't fire, I'm going to blow up your machines with it. And Zex just is just sitting there like,
told you so.
Told you. Yeah, exactly. I told you, you dumb fuck.
Why didn't you listen to me?
Fucking asshole.
Yep. Oh, man.
And then we get a little brief interlude.
Yes, then we go over to this, like, cute little moment where Catra's playing the violin and, oh, shoot, what's his name?
Troa.
Troa's just being, like, a little sad boy in the corner. And then he, like, looks at him and he's like, oh, that looks nice, and picks up a flute, and then they just start jamming. It's so cute.
They are the soft boys of the group.
They're lovely.
They are the soft boys.
Yup. And they're like, well, that was fun. We're going to part ways now.
Bye. Yeah, they're good. They're gone.
Yep.
And then we cut to Hiro and Duo repairing their mobile suits.
Yep. And Duo's like, you're not even paying attention to me. You're always so focused. Why don't you talk? You're so weird.
Hiro don't give a shit.
No. He's like, I just want to finish what I'm doing.
And like, I get it.
Yep.
But Hiro is such an asshole.
He is. He's just like not social, not like.
No. A simple recognition of like, hey, thanks for saving me.
Yeah. Thanks for like jailbreaking me out of that hospital. No.
No. Doesn't give it. Doesn't give it.
Nope. Not at all.
And then he continues to be an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Because they all go to bed.
Oh, man. Yeah. And Hiro's like, yeah, have fun. Go to bed. And then they wake up and they find out that Hiro has fixed his Gundam by stripping Duos of parts.
Yeah. And he flies off to shoot down a carrier containing a shit ton of Gundanium. That's the fourth episode. So you've now seen all of the pilots.
I thought you meant like all of the pilot episodes.
No.
And I was like, there's only one.
Yeah, we've got Hiro, okay, in the wing.
Yep.
Gundam wing or wing Gundam.
Yep.
We've got Duo in Death Scythe.
Yeah.
We've got Troa in the heavy arms, which for me is the worst designed one of all of them.
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
It's very boring. We got Catra,
mm-hmm,
who rides in the Gundam Sandrock.
Ooh, Sandrock.
Yeah, he's the one with the big, what are they called? Sickles?
Oh.
Got the sickle weapons, the laser sickles.
Cool. Oops, sorry.
And his little spiky thingy on the other arm. And then we've got Chang Wufei, who... Can you guess the name of his?
Boys rule, girls drool.
Gundam.
Yeah.
No, it's the Shenlong.
Cool.
Gundam. Eventually becomes the Ultron Gundam, which is just like Shenlong, but fancier.
All right.
Who do you think is my favorite Gundam?
Like pilot?
It is both in one.
Is it Duo?
You're damn right it's Duo.
Hell yeah.
Gundam Death Scythe is, of all the Gundams I own the most Death Scythe. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Death Scythes at the moment. I'll get more. But the one I really want is like $500.
Oh my gosh, that's so much.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Yeah. That's my favorite. Now, who do you think was my, of the four that we watched, my crush?
Like, boy crush? Like, what do you mean?
What girl as a kid do you think I crushed on out of the four episodes that we watched?
Was it Noin?
You're damn right it was.
Yeah!
Noin is a badass, especially when she shakes off the military gear. Don't give me that look.
I didn't even look.
And puts on her like rugged outdoor gear.
Yeah, she's got like the cargo pants and the tank top. She's ready to kick ass.
Exactly. That was my crush. And that definitely wasn't Relina, because Relina's just insufferable.
Oh, she's annoying.
So annoying. So this is a classic.
Yeah, I could see that.
The animation at times can be a little stale, where it's just like single frame as a couple of lights go off.
Yep.
But the explosions are great.
Yeah.
When the mobile suits are actually fighting, it's great.
Well, and there's a lot of different environments, which are really cool.
Yes, because they kind of each land on a different part of the world and start. But also, wow, they get to each other real quick.
Yeah.
Like, how do you fly this Gundam halfway around the world without no one noticing?
Heck if I know. Yeah, I can see how this is like a classic. You know, the animation and the design is really nice and stuff like that. So, yeah. I think overall, I don't know if I would watch more, but I did enjoy watching... And like having you share this with me.
It gets a lot better as you go along.
I can see that.
It wasn't super popular in Japan.
Yeah, you were saying.
But it was super popular in America.
Wait.
Which is kind of weird.
Normally it's the other way around.
Yeah, especially in the time. But yeah, this was such a huge impact on the mech genre in general, because they didn't export a lot of this kind of stuff. And after Gundam became so popular, they were like, well, let's send them all of this other stuff that involves mechs.
Sure, this will be good.
We're going to start subtitling everything. And they did. A lot of the mech genre is pretty awesome.
Cool.
Some of it's downright terrible, but overall, it's pretty awesome.
Have you seen all of the Gundam series?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, there's just some that I just haven't found the time to watch. Gundam Wing, I love it. Gundam Seed's great. Some of the older Gundams, like G Gundam is insane. It's every country has their own Gundam, and they're very clearly like labeled to that country. Like, I think Canada's
just
like
a
lumberjack.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a lumberjack. Can't remember.
I like how I was being stupid, but then you were like, no, it's a lumberjack.
In G Gundam, they literally, every however many years, they get together and have a giant Gundam battle, and whoever wins is the leader of the world. So if like Japan wins, Japan's leader of the world for that next few years.
I think
if
that's
Canada
terrible,
wins.
Terrible idea.
It is a terrible idea. But that's kind of what they do in G Gundam.
All right.
And it's insane.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
Iron-Blooded Orphans is pretty decent. But yeah, there's a lot of Gundams. If you were 14,
mm-hmm.
who would you be crushing on of the four boys?
Troa, probably.
Swoopy hair boy?
Yeah. Because he looked like Matt from Digimon, and I definitely crushed on him when I was a kid.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want sad boy.
Yeah, I go for sad boy.
So that as you guys become preteens and are a little bit older, you start listening to My Chemical Romance together.
I love My Chemical Romance.
And he also works in the circus.
Amazing.
Which you don't do anymore.
No.
But he shows up at the circus that one episode.
Amazing.
And he's like, we forgot to mention this, but he shows up at the circus and he's just like, I want to work here. And they're like, your resume is crap. And he like puts his hand in the lion cage and like tames a lion.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, beasts just need to, I don't even know, some bullshit. And I was like, yeah, Tiger King would disagree.
Not Troa. Troa will tame any beast.
Wow.
Even you. If he was like 20 years older.
Yeah, I was going to say.
If you had to guess what the score of this series was.
Oh, if I had to guess what the score is.
Actually, give me your score first.
I always feel bad because I gave everything a 7. 6.9. No.
Give me an honest score.
I don't know. It was good. It wasn't like my favorite.
Be honest. Don't worry about the nerds that are going to come fight you.
Great. I don't know. For me, it was like a 6.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. The score for this series out of 89,000 votes is 7.68.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
It is a very beloved series. A lot of people will even say that the story sometimes falls flat, but just because of the nostalgia factor, because of just like the iconic levels that you get inside the show with all of the mecha, I say mecha, oops, the Gundams and all that jazz, kind of like adds to it.
I
can
see that. Yeah.
Other people say the opposite, where they're like, I don't care about the mecha, but I love the story. You're not going to win it with everybody.
That's fair.
But yeah, it holds a pretty decently high score. Anything above a 7 is usually counted as a very high rating.
Okay, interesting.
So
yeah,
you gave it a, what was it again?
I said like 6.5. Okay, like, okay. I agree with that rating. I could see like, in terms of design and stuff like that, and people who liked the show, like growing up and things like that. Like, I could see it being a good show, but I think coming into it as a 30, you know, something year old woman, I'm like, yeah.
You mean you don't have the same nostalgia factor that I do, who watched it as a child and owns a ton of Gundam models?
Yeah, weirdly, I don't have the same.
Oh, man. Who would have thought?
See, if we did Batman Beyond, I would be like, amazing. That's incredible. No notes.
Not an anime.
I know.
It'll never happen on this show.
I know.
Check out Lindsay's upcoming series, the Batman Beyond podcast.
Yep. Where I just talk about how amazing Batman Beyond is.
She just fawns over Will Friedle.
Oh, I do love Will Friedle.
Oh, is it Friedle?
Yes.
Sorry.
It's because people thought his name was Wilfred L.
Oh.
Yep. He was like, no.
I mean, technically, this series could be called Boy Meets World because some of these characters haven't been on Earth before.
It's true. It's Boy Meets World.
Boy, I love that show.
Meets World.
I got really sick in like 2011 for like a whole week, and I just watched the entire Boy Meets World in pretty much one sitting.
That was my COVID watch. I was like, I want nostalgia, Boy Meets World.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty good. Anyways, back to this show.
Yeah. So if you agree with Lindsay's takes, let us know.
Yeah. And if you don't, that's cool.
Yeah. Here's her address.
Hey. No, I'm almost done renovating.
Here's her credit card number.
How dare
here's
you?
Here's her social insurance number. It's 6969-420-6669.
How did you know?
Someone has that.
I know. 420-800-85.
420 boobs.
Yeah.
Anyways, make sure to follow us on our socials at Animateys pretty much everywhere to get updates on all of the new episodes coming out. We got other cool episodes like Ranma, Tenchi, 3X, 3 Eyes, Neighborhood Story, Sailor Moon S, the movie, Card Capture Sakura, and other things like that. Mm-hmm. So make sure to check out our previous entries in the podcast, and we will catch you next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.